Good evening. We're continuing to look at the method to attain liberation from suffering. And the method to attain liberation from suffering is to practice the graduated stages of the path to attain liberation from suffering. Other than training one's mind, transforming one's mind through the techniques presented, there is no other way that one can attain a state of lasting peace. And the trainings that one engages in, these are divided into three sets. There's the training shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, the training shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and thirdly, the training that is unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. And this third, the training unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity, is the Mahayana Dharma. And this is divided into two, that of the sutra and the tantric vehicles. And the sutra vehicle is also called the perfection vehicle. The division of the Mahayana Dharma into the sutra, or the sutra aspect of the Mahayana Dharma, is specifically training in great love and great compassion to the extent where one generates bodhicitta, the determination to become a Buddha in order to lead each and every being without exception to Buddhahood. And thereafter, in order to actually fulfill that aspiration, one trains in the cultivation of the six transcendent perfections, all with a motivation to become a Buddha oneself, so as to become the most skilled of guides, and thereby be able to quickly lead others to attain their own enlightenment. So that's the sutra division of the Mahayana Dharma. The division of Mahayana Dharma, that is that of mantra or tantra, has four divisions, the four classes of tantra. In English, action, performance, yoga, and highest yoga tantras. In order to engage in the tantric paths, one needs to have already trained well in the sutra paths, those of love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the six perfections.
The
Of the four classes of Tantra, these can be divided into two, where the first three are grouped together and called the lower Tantras, with the fourth and highest Yoga Tantra being called the higher Tantra. The three lower Tantras, these are of action, performance, and Yoga Tantra. These have two subdivisions within them, the Yoga with signs and the Yoga without signs.
当然那些人们就与些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合的了他这里啊那些人们的结合
divisions, and these are the generation stage and the completion stage. The two divisions of Highest Yoga Tantra, generation and completion stage, have their own divisions as well. The generation stage, it has a coarse and a subtle level, and then the completion stage, as we saw last time, has five divisions, namely those of physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, the illusory body, and clear light.
Nada dambo kirim genyamlence, dene ane zülüye sede nyamlence, dene ngawe sede nyamlence, dene semen sede, dene gülüyüz, dene vesaz, dene ane sonçuk sede usine rimban mason dusine nyamlence, ngawe, da çabuk kasa vela, o, ne zülemi ki nyamlence nadila. Nga nane lüye sede va dambo de.
Lü, ma, yi, vese,
dene sonçuk sede.
Sonjuk,
reşi. Nga duva lüven, maven, semen, gülü, vesa, sonjuk seyde. Dambu kerim, dambu nyamlence, dambu kerim nyamlence. Kerim nyamlence sayve çeyla, hani karşısında lüven nyamlence seyce. Dene maven loçuna çey. Dene semen seyde can. Dene gülü var can. Dene lüven, kasa vesa seyde can. Dene dete sonjuk seyde çey. Nyamlence koreyce. Lüven seyde çıkça, naven seyde niçe, semen seyde subadıçe, gülü seyde şibadıçe, dinde öse seyde doğa, nabadıçe, sonucuk seyde çaykore.
So let me give those five again, because I got them a little mixed up. I as the translator. So as first is the physical isolation, the verbal isolation, mental isolation, then the illusory body, so that's four, and the fifth is the stage of union. So again, physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, the illusory body, and the state of union.
Vesa se tina nga tangge dua.
Okay.
Okay, third time lucky. Then the six divisions of the completion stage: physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, illusory body, clear light, and sixthly, the union. Within clear light, there are two different degrees of subtlety, perhaps, the example clear light and the meaning clear light. But in terms of the six levels of the completion stage, the fifth one, clear light, that refers to the meaning clear light. So again, just to try and make it clear after it wasn't before, we have the physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, then illusory body, clear light, and then the state of union.
Dorim yemnen chele rimba de di tukti re, rimba tukti yemnen chele. Chizan de la rimba tati tuksun kore, dine ki rimba nga siya ta, shi siya dine, yungur ini donda tukri, ko duyi shinti, ko ta dina ringi siya dine rimba tukti re.
When the completion stage is presented with these six divisions, that's a more expansive way of dividing the completion stage. The completion stage can be condensed into, not into six, but into five divisions or even four divisions. For example, the fivefold division has the first two stages, that of the physical isolation and verbal isolation, grouped together as one. And then the subsequent ones will be unchanged, mental isolation, illusory body, clear light, and union. So due to condensing or combining the first two, physical and verbal isolation, then instead of having a division of the completion stage divided into six, it will be divided into five. The way one trains in the Mahayana Dharma with both its divisions of Sutra and Tantra, first one trains in love and compassion generating bodhicitta, and then trains in the actual six perfections. Thereafter, one has the required basis to then engage in mantra training. And to moving into the training of mantra, one first relies on an authentic Vajra master and receives an initiation, and with the initiation comes vows and commitments, and one engages in guarding those commitments. And that's what I've covered now, is the review of what we looked at last time, a couple of weeks ago. Tonight we turn to the text, so page 48, the middle of the second last paragraph, so we're in the outline, a summary of the path. So my translation's only slightly different, but in the text you have before you, it's a final sentence in the second last paragraph. It starts J. Rinpoche. But I'll read my own translation. This is how J. Rinpoche himself practiced And he urges all those who are his students to practice precisely in the same manner too. Keeping his spiritual instructions in mind, visualize Jay Rinpoche sitting before you. Whilst reciting a song of spiritual experience, imagine him exhorting you directly with a calm, powerful, penetrating voice to practice this teaching as described to subdue your own mind. First sentence, this is how Jay Rinpoche himself practiced. Jay Rinpoche himself set the example of first engaging in the training shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, and building on that strength of mind that he cultivated there, he engages in the second level, the training shared with practitioners of intermediate capacity, deepening his insight, strengthening his determination, broadening his outlook. He was then able to engage in the third level, trainings unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. And these are the trainings of Mahayana, starting with the sutra level of training in love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the six perfections. And thereafter, he engaged in the practices of the mantra vehicle, where he first, having developed the basis of the sutra trainings, he then, through relying on fully qualified Vajra Master, received initiation and committed to guarding the samayas that he received in the initiation. The final sentence again in the first paragraph of the section. This is how Jay Rinpoche himself practiced, and he urges all those who are his students to practice precisely in this manner too. Lama Tsongkhapa set an unsurpassable example in his life, and he composed his texts, including this one, presenting exactly how he trained, which was precisely in accordance with all the great masters before him. And he encourages his students, ourselves, to train in exactly the same way as he did in order to achieve the self-same result. Jay Rinpoche is urging all those who are his students to practice precisely in this manner too. So I want to emphasize then this last part of the sentence, practice precisely in this same manner too. Jay Rinpoche has presented these texts in with the trainings that we need to engage in a specific order. He didn't randomly write them down, nor should we randomly train in them. In order to achieve our desired result, we need to train in the precise sequence that he has presented and that he himself trained in. Coming to the final paragraph at the bottom of page 48, keeping his spiritual instructions in mind, visualize Jay Rinpoche sitting before you. So this we should take as advice for when we are either reflecting on or reading his teachings, to really feel his presence before us. Because these texts that he composed, such as the Song of Spiritual Experience, or the Short Lamrim, which our text here, The Essence of Refined Gold, is a commentary to, or the Middling Length Lamrim, or the Great Length Lamrim, or the Tantric version, The Stages of the Path of Secret Mantra. Whichever of the Lamrim texts we are studying or reflecting on, we should feel Jay Rinpoche's presence before us, around us, and the purpose of doing this is to remind ourselves that these texts were composed for our benefits, and therefore we should take these as personal spiritual instructions, as if not just that we're reading these words or reflecting on them, but it's as if he were saying them directly to us. Again, I'll read that first sentence again. Keeping his spiritual instructions in mind, visualize Jay Rinpoche sitting before you.
Samla, dene, ngueso rangrangi yikuyue kwenye dwenpara jawo sida. Ta ngueso sida susu rangrangi semla pe chi yikuwa sida. Dene gitu samla jay dwenyandu kapkabla, ane chiki ya deva tiki pe, deva pe masi lamalya, deva shiwu kyeche na susu liya, chik semla ya, chowa lama suana shiwu chunya chowruwa dene ki chiki deva shiwu chumbo kyeyandu kapla ngansu lugi na namgyo da migi na chiki ya migli ya ina chik Chima to Yala Soba Dini Kung Yungurwa, Michu to Yala Soba Yungurwa, and the Nijin Yi Kubi, the Nigi Sam Naja, and the Dungo Rege.
Reading the final part. Whilst reciting, whichever text it may be, such as his Song of Spiritual Experience, imagine him exhorting you directly with a calm, powerful, penetrating voice to practice this teaching as described, to subdue your own mind. This is how we should take the Dharma teachings. Again, whether one's receiving a teaching, reading a book, or reflecting on its meaning, we should take it as personal advice, and we should relate to the teacher, in this case, Jay Rinpoche, with a mind of unwavering confidence in him, to the point that we can feel an emotional stirring from deep within our hearts, and with such deep conviction, in this way, engage with the meaning of what he has taught.
지난 칙디파
The image that's being created here, I'd encourage you to internalize this and utilize this. So when reading a Dharma book, for example, when reciting the Short Lamrim or the Song of Spiritual Experience, the text to which our Essence of Refined Gold is a commentary to, imagine Jay Rinpoche before you as you read the book or recite the text, and imagine that these aren't just dry words on a page that you're reading like a novel, but rather that this is personal spiritual instruction coming from Jay Rinpoche's mouth directly for you, directly to you, and composed and recited for you. So here we're creating a close and personal and intimate relationship with Jay Rinpoche so as to open our heart, open our mind to the meaning of these words. For those who memorize texts such as the Song of Spiritual Experience, then when you're reciting the text, engage in this relationship with Jay Rinpoche. And if you haven't memorized a text, it's no loss at all. Read it, but read it with the awareness of Jay Rinpoche's presence and his connection with you. Because within a text such as the Song of Spiritual Experience, all the trainings that are shared with practitioners of initial and intermediate capacity, as well as the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of supreme capacity, both the sutra and tantra are included in there. So therefore, it's an extremely effective text or beneficial text to recite or to read whilst reflecting on the meaning and doing so in a way that's very personal to oneself.
Lamigo
I encourage you to take to heart what is being presented here. And when you're reading a text or engaging a meditation or receiving a teaching, to do so with the understanding that is being presented here, because it's being presented for a specific purpose, and that is to open our heart to the teacher before us, whether the teacher is communicating to us directly verbally, in other words, in person, or through the pages of a text. Through opening our heart to them, we open our heart to the possibility of radical transformation. So we should, when reading a text, have the feeling that the author, such as Jerome Pache, is present with us. And if we are calling to mind our own spiritual teacher, or the teacher from whom we are receiving teachings directly, we should see that teacher as being indivisible in essence from the great lamas such as Jerome Pache. Indivisible in essence. And recognize that just like Jerome Pache trained so hard for so many lifetimes, as well as thereafter taught and composed these texts, these were all done motivated by love and compassion for all beings. Similarly, those who've continued the lineage to the present day are also motivated by love and compassion for all sentient beings. And those current day teachers possess the same qualities of body, speech, and mind as these great masters. Bearing this in mind, reflect on the tremendous kindness of our spiritual teachers, and seeing them as indivisible in essence from great lamas such as Jerome Pache, feel their presence, open ourselves to them, and in this way, we open our heart to transformation. The text continues, so the top of page 49. I'll read again my own translation. So here we come to verses 42 and 43 from the Song of Spiritual Experience. Having cultivated in precisely that way the required paths shared by both the supreme Mahayana causal and resultant paths, rely on a protecting, wise navigator to enter the great ocean of the classes of Tantra. Through relying on perfect and complete spiritual instructions, make meaningful these freedoms and opportunities you have obtained. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You, who aspire for liberation, should do likewise. And then just to say, this translation will be on the YouTube page, just under the video in the instructions. Within there will be the translation. The first starts with the first two lines, having cultivated in precisely that way the required paths shared by both the supreme Mahayana causal and resultant paths. This then is making reference to the trainings that are shared with the practitioner of initial and intermediate capacity, as well as thirdly, the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity.
Mm. 람지림바 세야데라 아니 림발 마스나 니체 뉴파르도 심베 테베 람지림바 냠냠 제다 지다 안제보 아니 상아두지 테베 람지림바 냠냠 제다 하시데 뉴다 제비 테친지 람초 세데 람냠냠 제베 초도 람초데레 데니기 니요레 세데 뉴파르도 심베 람지림바 냠냠 제다 직제 안제보 아상아두지 테베 람지림바 냠냠 제다 니세 뉴다 제비 태친이 남녀는 촉 니스 남촉 니스의 디니어를 했었죠. 규파로도 신배 냠냠 제바세 파르도에 냠냠 제 규라고 규파로도 신배 냠냠 제다 하세요. 지난 제보세의 상황도 지배 남녀는 미 지대 태바 침배기 최 냠냠 제들아 아니 규파로도 지배 남녀 냠냠 제다 하세요. 도유 선에 남녀 냠냠 제 직제 제보 상황도 지배 남녀는 지다 남녀인 바 되라 니어를 해서 태
Read the second line again. By both the supreme Mahayana causal and resultant paths, the Mahayana, as we've heard, has two divisions, that of sutra and tantra. The sutra path is also called the perfection vehicle, so the sutra vehicle, the perfection vehicle, and that is also known as the causal paths. And then the tantric vehicle, that are the resultant parts. So both of these are included within the Mahayana. So the Mahayana has these two divisions, to the causal perfection and the resultant tantric vehicles.
That's some of the Jibelam Yemenji de Kabla, Jebu Paru de Chimba said, Jebu Semi Tangua. Then Delia, Jawa Japan Dela, Gusiade, down the Sanga Dujibelam Yemen Chevala, Nelia, and then Dukam the Sunje, Big, Dui Yemen Jerimba, Niel, Lolia, Chang Dorje, Chang, De Changbe Chela, and the Sanga Dujibelam Yemen Chevo Venza, and Guparu de Chimba said, Dukam the Sunbe Lam Yemen Chevo. Gulpasha, and a DJ Telecomba, Dinam and Chebala, Dene, Dijela, Sangatoji Tibelam Yamle Chebaza, did a Chebu, Sangatoji, Chebu said, Dusim, Java Japna, Yamna, Yapchoya, Yapore, Yapchore, says a Guparu Chiba said, Duke and the Lam Yamle Chebu, Gula, Gimsa Carella, Guine, Cochebu Yungurua, says Uncle Guria, the Chebu de Carella, says Uncle Guria, said, Codyam Ninja, Dambo, Yam and Je, Dinam and Jebala, Dene, and the Sanga Dojitibe Lam Yamle Chebaza, Sanga Dojitibe Lam Yamle Chebu, Digi Jeburu Charuva, Jesa, Kuni, Guparu de Shimetava, Sada, Jebu Tarpartiship, Tibelam Yamle Chebu, Sadi, Gudan, Jebula, Guadi, Gimsa, within the Chebu.
The reason for using terms cause and result is to show a relationship both of a sequence but also of dependency. Because when we hear about either a cause or a result, we know there is a relationship. If something is a result, it requires a cause. Or if something is a cause, we know a result will follow. So here the Mahayana is divided into two, the causal and the resultant. And there's a specific sequence in training. In order to engage in the resultant trainings of the tantric vehicle, one needs to have created or cultivated the causal trainings, which are the sutra vehicle, in particular, the trainings of the perfection vehicle. So that is the meaning of cause and result in terms of the Mahayana paths. Through cultivating the cause of training in the perfection vehicle, one is thereby cultivating the quality of mind that is required in order to thereafter engage in the trainings in the resultant paths of the tantric vehicle.
Ndi nyamlen je ngyu di nga nga je jebu di san yi ko pan de xie de san yi ji ane san yi yi gu sung tu sung yuan de ane san yi ji xin ham ane san yi ji ge dini ki zhe ba tin le de jebu ba xia jizan dini yin zang da dini ki san yi ji 안에 구다 류 구다 안에 신감다 제가 틀려도 영화 줄이야 제호지 디토비알라 디토발라 내가 산이 고반 토에 디토발라 내가 좀 냠는 주가를 싸고 그래서네 지난 잠이 조금 안에 잠시 쌤고 파신 주게 냠는 제발에 되네 유디 잠이 이제 잠시 쌤 파신 주게 냠는 규 냠는 디 제발에 되네 내 제보 산이 고반 톱투고 그래서 되네 인자 안에 동아기 가서 규파로 주시면 남이 좀 봐야 돼. 규셔야 돼. 자랑 두스제네 직송 거래. 규셔도 한 산조 고바 터야 되는 규가래라네. 제부 가래라도 규디 가래 산조 고바도 규디 잠니제 잔주 셈다. 파시 주기 냠네 제 파진 주기 냠네디 규샤. 니 냠네 제 발에 때네 제부 가래 용구래서는 산조 고바도 그래야지. 지난 뇌가 냠네 제게 림바들라 규파로도 집에 잡아서야 돼. 두스제네 대신 한도 규세를 규디 동안 규르바 제부터 상하도 이제 발람 내자 시에로와 다 다들 대세의 규세의 파주주기 냠는데 규디시에 디 제부 상지고 방토바듯이.
There's another way that one can express the Mahayana cause and result in vehicles, which is the causes are those causes which lead to the result of enlightenment. Those causes would be contained within the perfection vehicle. In other words, when trained in love, compassion, generating bodhicitta and the six perfections, those are the causes, in order to give rise to the result of Buddhahood. And to expand on the result of Buddhahood, one would include there the three bodies of a Buddha, the pure land of a Buddha, the qualities of a Buddha, such as the power of a Buddha, the Buddha's enlightened activities, and so forth. So all of that would be included in the result, with the cause being the transcendent perfections, as well as bodhicitta.
Tadi debu siade, dejinyal siade, ngadu debu siade, kuparo tu cimbat siya, digi debu lma sharwa, tadi di debu di lego mar, debu dia sanji kupan lah, cibar dia sanji kupan. Cisang ngadu juga debu siade, tadi ngaga nyamnen cidu, ngaru kongkore sini, gudi kare sini, kirim dah zorim nyamnen cie, en debu sanji kupan tu ya dirwa. Cisang ta, di gomdu kabla, ngadu juga kar sore, Dade ngang lam nyamlin jibi nekabla ngang zhu sanji yi kusung tusung yuan ding ngang zhu yu mara rwa. Yi meheba yi na yang, da ngang zhu ge dade ngang nyamlin jibi lam nyamlin jibi nekabna ane sanji yi jibu da yung su dagba, xi se kisi yung su dagba zed, lu dagba, ane kasa ure xing dagba zed, kor dagba zed, zeba dagba zed, dagba xi yu rwa. Lui dāpā sāng sāngjī yu sūkū tī rūpā, kūyī lui tī kī rūpā. Dāne, jīng dāpā sāng sāngjī yu shūsī, tīng jīgō, jīngkō tī kī shī kī rūpā. Dāne, gār sū kōr dāpā sādi, dī nāndi kōrāngu kōr hādi kī shī rūpā, dā kōr kōk tī. Dāne, dāpā dāpā sāng, dāpā chīn lē tī sū rūpā. Jāzā dī ngā chūkī, Dene ki shi di sanji ki jebu re, ngā zhugi. Da bende duye kab ni lam nyamlin chi na jebu di sanji gomwa tu di togu go re. Da ngā ki nyamlin chi da kab di sanji gomwa tu jebu di togu go re. Jebu le khebara yo ma re. Nyamlin chi yuyi ne kab la nyamlin chi khebara tu. Tobya ki jebu di la sanji gomwa na khebara chi me bar wa. Me bar nsa, da de ngā ki nyamlin chi bi kab la, da de di sanji ki dene ki gulu di ki ngā zhu zhu yo ma re de yi na ya, de da namba tunpa chi ngā zhugi da de ne. Gomya yo, jibu teta namba jibu jiyan jik, dini ye ngajya siya jik, gomya yo res. Gomya, ta dini lam nyamli jibi nekab na, yoni jibu yonso daba shida, namba tunbi ki lam jik, samta jik, gomya yo res. Teta jibu jiyan samta gomya yo res. Dini yinza, jibu sanga taba ala res. Jibu di, ta dini ngayon zi lam nyamli jibi maungba na tubya ki, jibu sanyo gopan di, ta dini nyamli jibi nekab la, di ngosu di yo mara, di yinay teta namba tunba jik, di yin sibi mwaba che jik. Gomya yo teres. Inza teresa, jebu doji tiapa la kwa di. Lam nyamlin jebe. Negab na, jebu di na, namba tunba ji, lu mweba chen ya, gomya yo ba inza, an jebu doji tiapa asa, ming di di tus, chen di di nita go re che.
Further way to explain causal and resultant parts, so we looked at one where the relationship between sutra and tantra, second, just looking at it from the sutric perspective. And now a third, we'll be looking at it solely from the mantric perspective or the tantric perspective. So here, one would say the causes will be the generation and completion stage, and the results will be Buddhahood. And then to look at that in more detail, the resultant Buddhahood can be trained in right now, even whilst one is unenlightened. And that then relates to something we looked at last week, which is training in the four purities. So one is engaging in tantric practice, in tantric training, and training in the resultant Buddhahood right now, even as an unenlightened being. And one trains in the four purities, the purity of the body, the purity of the abode, and the purity of retinue, and the purity of activities. The purity of the body was where one generates divine pride and recognizes oneself as a deity or as a Buddha. In terms of the training in the purity of the abode, and this is recognizing one's surroundings as being in the nature of the mandala, and then one's companions, one's retinue, as being enlightened beings, as being deities, as well as then training in the activities of a Buddha. So in this way, one trains in the resultant Buddhahood now whilst still engaging in the causes, you know, the accumulation of the causes for Buddhahood. So these two can be done together.
In such an instance,
it would be called the resultant Vajra, resultant Vajra vehicle. So that would be in this third way of understanding. The cause and resultant vehicle, this is an explanation of the resultant Vajra vehicle.
The
resultant Vajra vehicle is quite different from the approach we're more accustomed to in the Sutra vehicle. In the Sutra vehicle, there's no thought that I am a Buddha, my environment is that of a pure land. Rather, in the Sutra vehicle, we visualize Buddha Shakyamuni before oneself, and we train our mind in order to achieve a state the same as that of Buddha Shakyamuni. So here, we are just engaging in the accumulation of causes in order to achieve the result of Buddhahood. There's no thought of, or no training of oneself as an enlightened being. Rather, we are striving to overcome our adventitious stains, our adventitious afflictions. And because we recognize that our afflictions are preventing us from attaining the state of enlightenment, as well as our undeveloped good qualities. So therefore, we train in cultivating good qualities such as the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. But there's no thought that one is already in no training as if one were already an enlightened being.
Dinin Dikara Yoresene, that Sanji Gobotude, Sanji Gulu Yungurwa, Sanji Gulu Yungurwa, Chisa Sanji Shingam, Sanji Yukor, Sanji Zabatike, and Dusine, Yedere, Chisa Tiburwa, the Tobiarwa. Chisa Tangaraji, Narazu Yamlin Chibi Kabla Dingazu Yungwinning Arazu Gil Yomarwa. Never in there, Nar and Yamlin Chibi Kabla, Merba Cheshe, and Merba Cheni did them, number Timberg did a Jobuchi, the Insamche, Samche, Samatanche, and Rani in there, and the
In a previous class, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the differences between Sutra and Tantra. So here we're seeing this presented again, that in terms of the results that one is striving to achieve, there is no difference. One is striving to become a perfectly enlightened being, a Buddha. But there is a great difference in the path that one is training in, or the technique for transforming the mind. There is a great difference. So in the tantric vehicle, one is training in these four purities. Whilst one recognizes that one is still an ordinary being, striving to become a Buddha, one is not enlightened, but striving to become a Buddha, one trains as if one were a Buddha. So we have the four purities, and one of the body, of activities, of retinue and abode. And here one visualizes that, for example, the body is in the nature of emptiness. Or we, not just our body, but we are in the nature of emptiness, just like the deity. And that from this state of emptiness, in other words, from one's mind that realizes emptiness, one manifests or arises in the state of an enlightened being, such as, for example, Yamantaka. Similarly, one's environment is in the nature no different from that of a pure land, in that it's empty of inherent existence. And from this realization of emptiness, from this consciousness that's realizing the emptiness of one's environment, the mandala manifests. And then similarly with one's activities and the retinue within the mandala. So in this way, one is training as if one is an enlightened being. And one does so, though, from one's realization of emptiness, supported by bodhicitta. So this is the way that one trains in the path of mantra. The sutra paths, though, are nothing like this. One is not training as if one is a Buddha. One is solely creating the causes to become a Buddha. So there is a vast difference here, not in terms of the result one's striving for, but in terms of the method to accumulate those causes to become a Buddha. In other words, the path.
Nigger could be two more lambs, Nigger could be two more lambs, Nigger said, 파신 주위 냠는들이 제단 잠닌제 장수쌤 파신 주위 냠는디 뇌 냠는 집이 갑래 니고 제고 거래 상하 도지 집에 남 냠는 제바이나 잠닌제 장수쌤 파신 주위 냠는 고고래스 제단디 니가라 인지미지 냠는디 고고래스 고바자 델이야 니가로 고베데 니가라 디 냠는 제바메나 안에 상이고바 톱티야요 말에 나이 갑수이나 동반이 양검제 안에 파신 주게 냠는 진바도 수주 제바 준제라서 바다 장시쌤 냠는 제바메나 안에 상이고바 톱티야요 말에 제 제단 뒤에 갑수이나 디 냠는 제바메나 상이도 고바 톱티야요 상이고바 톱알라 니게 갑수 가르 냠는 고고라세네 잠니제 장시쌤 파신 주게 냠는 어디 고고월에서 제가 니가로 거기 대람 투모하라 그랬어요. 잠니지 자주쌤 파진 두개 냠는 데라 나 람 투모와 뒤에 가면 냠는 제가 람들라 람 투모와 세슬라 거다 뒤에 가면 냠는 제가 람들이 민 람 투모하라 거라 그래서 뒤 뒤에 가서 냠는 제가 상하 두지 집에 냠는 집에 니게 가서 제가 올 제가 니가로 거기 투모람 세월 투모람 디레스 투모람 디 냠는 제가 잠니지 자주쌤 파진 두개 냠는 데 세월
The first two lines of the verse again. Having cultivated in precisely that way, the required paths shared by both the supreme Mahayana causal and resultant paths. So if we looked at this section, Mahayana causal and resultant paths, now we look to the words before, the required paths shared. So this then refers to that there's this relationship between the sutra the sutra division of the Mahayana and the Tantric division, that these two have a relationship. There is a sharing of a basis in training, or they are trainings in common. The word shared can also be in common. So there's this relationship between the two. And in order to achieve the resultant state of Buddhahood, one needs to train in the sutra and tantric paths, in both of them. And this is because, in order through the sutric paths to progress towards Buddhahood, one has to train in love, compassion, and the six perfections. Similarly, in order for tantric practice to bear its fruit, one has to have trained in the sutric paths of love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the six perfections. There is no difference there in terms of the requirement to train in the sutric trainings of love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the six perfections, whether one is for now focusing solely on the sutric methods or whether one is now engaging in the tantric paths. There, that basis of the sutric trainings is required. So that is the meaning of this clause, the required paths shared by both the supreme Mahayana causal and resultant paths.
And in Jijin Jine, Jijin Jine said, Kutimachi Manoras, Manoa, Machubaj, Yamin Jebas, Jehoses, Seor, Penajamin Jacom, and Jajo Sam, the Temperson to Yamin Je, the Negi, Yamin Jimba Depa, who Bang Jimba, Machuba Jepa, Yamin Jeje, Sosugi, Dusin, and Yamin Jehor, Jijin Jine said.
The very first words of the first line, having cultivated in precisely that way. Again, this then refers to something I mentioned earlier in the class. These stages of training have been set down in a specific sequence, a sequence to develop strength of mind, breadth of outlook, and strength of determination. And through training in a specific sequence, in an unmistaken manner, one will give rise to great love, great compassion, bodhicitta, and the realizations of the six perfections. So therefore, it's essential to train precisely in the correct manner.
Kona
And the verse concludes with the next two lines. Rely on a protecting, wise navigator to enter the great ocean of the classes of Tantra. So here, having trained well, one needs to rely on a genuine Vajra master. So just like if one is being taken across an ocean, one doesn't have the skill oneself, one needs to rely on someone who is skilled and experienced. And that is the meaning here. Rely on a protecting, wise navigator to enter the great ocean of the classes of Tantra. Here we see, this verse concludes with the expression, the classes of Tantra. So one has already cultivated the trainings of the sutra parts, developed those parts within oneself, those which are shared with the practitioner of initial and intermediate capacity, as well as those which are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. So having developed the sutra trainings within oneself, now one is qualified to enter into the classes of Tantra. So these were the four classes that we heard about last time and briefly earlier tonight. And here, in order, just like with our trainings in the sutra vehicle, where we relied on a skilled and qualified teacher, so too here, in order to navigate the great ocean of the classes of Tantra, one needs a fully qualified Vajra master. If you wonder to yourself, of the sutras and the tantras, which is actually more expansive, or the analogy of the ocean, of these two oceans, which is the greater? It's actually the more expansive is that of the tantras. The next line, through relying on perfect and complete spiritual instructions. So this then follows from before, to enter the great ocean of the classes of Tantra. So to enter the great ocean of the classes of Tantra, one first from an authentic Vajra Master needs to receive an initiation, as well as then to fulfill one's pledges and vows that one receives at the time of initiation. So this is how one enters into the great oceans of the classes of Tantra. Having received an initiation and one's vows and pledges, one is then ready to rely on perfect and complete spiritual instructions.
Dan lami ki nyam jeda sanga tu jiki ne ne kirim tu sinan ni jik kirim tene tene ne kirim kom na tene tene kom kore sa di chaywe jela yan zorim ki lami rinpa nyam na jita tene tene re yasin ma lami ki rinpe rinpa pa dian shabe dian an deli ya tu sinan an jiki dam zi sung ku kore sa da sanga che kore shan la ya kang chung ma zun tete kyabra tang kyo ma lami ka na di chasang yong su chubi un tu sinan nyam na che wana dian pa sa yu Menga, Yonzo Menga, Temba said, let me get now on as you Susuki, Nyamlin, Jebatilla, and Yonzo Menga, Temba said, Nyamlin Jebas, the cool word.
The perfect and complete spiritual instructions upon which to rely will first be having already cultivated the paths of the sutra within one's continuum, then one will be given instructions in terms of preliminary practices, additional preliminary practices to engage in. Thereafter, one will receive further perfect and complete spiritual instructions in relation to the generation stage of the deity to whom one has been initiated. And thereafter, one will receive perfect and complete spiritual instructions in relation to the completion stage trainings in relation to that particular deity. And all of these, one needs to engage in following the advice precisely, putting it into practice, cultivating in one's mind precisely as one's Vajra Master has told one.
And then, The D said,
Through relying on perfect and complete spiritual instructions, make meaningful these freedoms and opportunities you have obtained. So here Jerem Pache is exhorting us, through following my advice as I've presented here, this life, this tremendous opportunity that has been achieved with your life. In other words, these tremendous causes that you've accumulated in the past, and now you're experiencing as a precious human rebirth with 18 freedoms and opportunities. through training in the way that I have presented here, through training precisely in the way that I presented here, first in cultivating the qualities of the sutra path within oneself, in particular having trained in the practices shared with a being of small and initial capacity, of initial and intermediate capacity, thereafter generating love, compassion, bodhicitta, and training in the six perfections, and now through training also in the paths of secret mantra, or cultivating the paths of secret mantra, this tremendous life you have achieved, you are fulfilling its potential. This amazing opportunity that came with this rebirth that you yourself accumulated the causes for, you are fulfilling its purpose and not letting it go to waste. This is a tremendous achievement should you train in this way. And training in this way, what has been achieved will be utilized to its fullest extent. Making meaningful these freedoms and opportunities you have obtained. Here we are, the 43rd verse. So now, through what we have been training in over these 2.5 years, it's not just that we've achieved a precious human rebirth, but that we are making great use of this precious human rebirth. Over this period of time, receiving these many teachings and engaging in the meditations, we have been training our mind in the various stages of the path of the sutra vehicle. And now we're coming to hear about the mantra vehicle. Many of you will have already received initiation into a deity practice. So this all has been obtained. It's not just that one has a human rebirth marked with the 10 freedoms and the 8 opportunities, but that this rebirth is already being utilized well. You've met the Dharma. You've met a fully qualified spiritual teacher, and you are engaging in receiving teachings, studying them, and meditating on them. And in this way, this unparalleled precious opportunity is being used incredibly well. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation should do likewise. Jayampuche then is encouraging us to follow his example, to practice just like he did, training first in those trainings shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, and as we strengthen our mind and our outlook, training those shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and as we develop ever further, then engage in the trainings unique to practitioner of greatest capacity. First, the sutra trainings of cultivating love, compassion, and bodhicitta, and thereafter the six perfections. And then into the mantra vehicle through initially receiving an initiation from an authentic Vajra master, through protecting well our vows and commitments, and then training, just like he did. So this is what we're being encouraged to do, to follow his example. All beings, all sentient beings are the same in having a desire to be freed of pain and misery. We ourselves, as Jerenpuche students, have recognized this, and thereby we aspire for liberation. So what we share with all other ordinary beings is a wish to be freed of pain and misery, and to live or to abide in peace and tranquility that's undisturbed by any arisal of discomfort. Whilst we share that with other beings, we are part of a very small group who have recognized the causes for suffering, and as well as have come to understand the method to achieve liberation from suffering. So we can be account ourselves amongst those who aspire for liberation. Here, though, we should not leave this as a mere aspiration, but we should strive to make best use of the opportunity we have in order to achieve our goal of a state liberated from suffering. We must strive in accumulating the causes to bring about that desired result. Jai Rinpoche has set an unparalleled example, and for us now to follow his example, we can be confident that we will achieve the selfsame result that he did achieve. Now, you have all, having received these teachings, you've heard how to meditate on all the trainings which are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity. You've also heard how to engage in the meditations of the trainings shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, as well as you've heard about how to engage in the trainings which are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity, as well as a brief introduction to how to enter into the paths of Tantra. So all of this has been covered over these 2.5 years.
Jai
Rinpoche composed so many texts. Amongst the greatest was the Lamrim Chemo, the Great Lamrim, which is he composed a shorter version, the middling length, and then the very shortest Lamrim, the Song of Spiritual Experience. And then the Dalai Lama, Gelwa Sonam Gyatso, he composed this text, The Essence of Refined Gold, as a commentary to Jai Rinpoche's Song of Spiritual Experience, the short Lamrim. And that's now what we're coming to the end of.
That Samdhaya, Wang Shuji, Yamlin, that of Mary, Nemo, but the Dinity of Gorb Rawa, the Dinigi, Lucin, Molam Jada, Ducine, Mon Dumbata, Molam Japji Ducevene.
Encourage you in your meditations to emphasize the cultivation of love and compassion and the generation of bodhicitta, the determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And whatever other topics you're including in your meditation, do have these. And then, in all your activities throughout the day, regenerate love, compassion, and bodhicitta, so that whatever one is doing, it is motivated by love and compassion. How one communicates with others, how one interacts with others, or engages in activities on one's own, always do so with the motivation of bodhicitta. And in this way, you carry this motivation of bodhicitta around with you, and whatever one is engaging in will thereby become the accumulation of causes that will lead to the state of enlightenment for the sake of others. And for those of you who have already received an initiation, I encourage you to keep your commitments well, to keep your vows and pledges well. And for those who haven't yet received an initiation, make a strong and sincere prayers to receive the to accumulate the causes to have the opportunity to receive initiation from a qualified teacher. We've looked at in some detail how to engage in the meditations relating to the sutra vehicle. Such knowledge is also required of the tantric vehicle in order to be able to skillfully and successfully engage in the trainings of the tantric vehicle. Because it's all too easy, especially if one lacks detailed knowledge, to have misunderstandings and to make consequential errors. For example, one may have a misunderstanding of the role of consort practice and think, I've received initiation, I've received a few teachings, I'm now qualified to engage in consort practice. This is a grave error. One needs to understand how to train one's mind as well as to have gained some success in the training of one's mind. One needs to have a good overview of the entire practice and experience in this practice. Just like with the sutra trainings, there is a specific sequence to engage in order for the desired results to be achieved. So therefore, in the tantric vehicle as well, one requires both the good foundation of the sutra training, as well as a lot of knowledge or deep knowledge of the tantric methods. So thank you. We'll conclude here for tonight.